The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus. They observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Rules and laws are important, right? Right? Okay. I just want to make sure we're all here. Well, we might be here physically. But rules and laws are important. Parents, you give your kids rules to follow, right? Yeah? Okay, there we go. All right, now we have a little bit of interaction. There we go. You're awake. Come on, I've been up a little bit. You can be up a little bit too. It's Sunday. It's a good day to be up, I guess. I'd rather sleep. Anyway, you gave your kids laws and rules to follow, right? There we go. And you did that because you hate them, right? No. See, I got you there. You don't give your kids laws and rules to follow because you hate them, because you want to protect them, right? There you go. Now you got it right. Unless you do hate your kids, then we have to talk about that after Mass, and that's a completely different topic. God gave us laws and rules because he loves us, to protect us. And so he gave the people the laws and rules that we hear about today in our gospel. That you are to wash yourself after you come from the market. That you are to prepare your food in a special way. That you are to do specific things to make yourself ready to receive from God. Well, why did God do that? To protect his people. For instance, we all know very well that the very devout Jews will not eat pork. Why? Well, because God said so. Yes, but there's more to it. They won't eat pork because they consider it unclean, because it can easily be tainted. And God wanted his people to increase and multiply. And so God set down a rule that said, don't eat this because it could kill you. Now, parents, you have rules, especially for little kids. Don't play in the street because you could get hit by a car. Well, the kids have decided, if you are a parent, they have all decided, and I want to let you know, I was there for the meeting, that parents, they're no longer going to listen to you, they're going to play in the road. Because they feel that your law, your rule is unjust. And you tell them, well, no, because I don't want you to die in the road. Well, I don't really care, because guess what? That's my life, I'm going to do what I want. What would you do? You would punish them. You would scold them. You would say, now you're coming in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, going to bed by 5. You're grounded for 6 months. You're not getting married. For some, that may be a blessing. But God gave us rules to follow. He gave us commandments to follow, not because he hates us, but because he loves us. And out of laws can come good things. It keeps the peace. It keeps the harmony. It keeps us safe. But what happens when we follow the laws just because we want to follow the laws? A good police officer doesn't follow someone around until they break the law so that they can slap a tax on them. A good police officer looks to serve and to protect and to uphold the dignity of all lives. But see, here's the problem. Jesus says very clearly here in our gospel, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines only human precepts." The Pharisees were the ruling body, were the police officers. They were going around looking for people who were breaking the rules. Because see, if you broke the rules and a priest or a Pharisee or Sadducee caught you, you would be then taxed. And guess who that money went to? The Pharisees, the priests, those in charge. They were abusing the system. They were abusing the laws set out. These laws, given in love by our Father in heaven, were then abused by his people to spread evil, deceit, pain, and suffering. And so when Jesus Christ says to his people, "From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly," all of these sins, the deadly sins that engulf all of us. He says the reason why the hand washing thing isn't as important right now is because you're missing the point. You want to see people do these laws, perform these rituals, perform these outward actions, and yet you yourself can't even fall down in worship of God. You yourself are worshiping yourself. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ says that to us every single day. Do we only follow the commandments because we fear God? Do we only follow the commandments because we were told to? Or do we do it because we love him? Do we do it because we know that God has set these rules for us to protect us? Jesus Christ told us that you must follow the spirit of the law. You must understand that the law is there to protect you, not to be imposed on others, not to hurt someone else. That's why we have laws, to protect life, to protect all of our lives, no matter who we are, even if we aren't liked by majority. Even if we are decided that this person is useless, that's not right. Our laws protect people throughout all of life. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is why we follow laws. That, my dear brothers and sisters, are why you give rules to your children, to set boundaries, to tell them what is right and what is wrong, to give them a morality. That's why we gather here today, to give thanks to our God, give thanks to the Father in heaven, who has given us our every breath as a gift, so that we can do his good work. It's not about rules and laws. It's about following God. And yes, we have rules and laws because it keeps order. It keeps peace. If we start to rule because the law says so, my brothers and sisters, we have lost the meaning of our lives. And so today, if the Lord is placing on your heart anywhere that you may have sinned against him, if you have sinned at all, coming from your body, coming from your soul, with evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly, any of these sins against the Ten Commandments, the Lord is calling you back to Him. As we hear in our gospel as well, not this one, but in a few weeks, you see the splinter in your neighbor's eye, but you don't recognize the beam in your own. Jesus Christ is calling us to recognize the beam in our own eyes so that we can be the champions and the victors for His reign here on earth.